ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 7, द सैक्रिफाइस परफॉर्म्ड बाय दक्षा, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 48 थ्रू 61. लॉर्ड विष्णु इंस्ट्रक्ट्स दक्षा एंड कंक्लूजन. Maitreya then said, after Hrishikesha, Lord Vishnu was glorified by all present, Daksha, his consciousness now purified, arranged to begin again the yajna, which had been devastated by the followers of Lord Shiva. My dear Anaga, sinless Vidura, Lord Vishnu is actually the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. Yet, because of his being Sarva Atma, the Supersoul of all living entities, Vishnu was satisfied simply with his share of the sacrificial offerings. Lord Vishnu therefore addressed Daksha in a pleasing attitude. My dear Daksha, Brahma, Sarva or Lord Shiva, and I are the supreme cause of the material manifestation. I am Atma Ishvara, the Supersoul. I am Upadrasta Swayam Drik, the self-sufficient witness. But impersonally, Avisheshanaha, there is no difference between Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and myself. My dear twice-born Daksha, I am the original personality of Godhead. But in order to create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation, I act through my material energy. And according to the different grades of activity, my representations are differently named. One who is not in proper knowledge thinks that the demigods like Brahma and Shiva are independent, or one even thinks that the living entities are independent. A person with average intelligence does not think the head and other parts of the body to be separate. Similarly, Matpara, my devotee, does not differentiate Vishnu, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, from anything or any living entity. Therefore, one who does not consider Lord Brahma, Vishnu, Lord Shiva, or the living entities in general to be separate from the Supreme, and who knows Brahman, Sashantim Adigachati, actually realizes peace. Others do not. The sage Maitreya then said, thus, Daksha, the head of all Prajapatis, having been nicely instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then worshipped Hari, Lord Vishnu. After worshipping Lord Hari, by performing the prescribed sacrificial ceremonies, Daksha separately worshipped Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. With all respect, Daksha worshipped Lord Shiva with his share of the remnants of the yajna. And after finishing the ritualistic sacrificial activities, Daksha satisfied Soma Panot, all the other demigods, and the other people assembled there as well. Then, after finishing all these duties with the priests, Daksha took his bath and became fully satisfied. Thus, worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu by the ritualistic performance of sacrifice, Daksha was completely situated on the religious path. Moreover, all the demigods who had assembled at the sacrifice blessed Daksha that he might increase his piety. And then they left. O Vidura, I have heard that after giving up the body she had received from Daksha, Dakshayani took her birth in the kingdom of the Himalayas. She was thus born as the daughter of Mena, and her name was Parvati. I have heard this from authoritative sources. Ambika, goddess Durga, who was known as Dakshayani or Sati, again accepted Shambhu, Lord Shiva, as her husband. Just as different energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead act during the course of a new creation. My dear Vidura, I heard this story of the Daksha Yagya, which was devastated by Lord Shiva, from Uddhava, a great devotee and disciple of Brihaspati. And so, in conclusion, Idam pavitram param isham cheshtatam yashasyam ayushyam agauga marshanam yo nitya dakarnya naro mukirtayed dunoti agang kaurava bhakti bhavatah. If one hears and again narrates with faith and devotion the story of the Daksha Yagya, as it was conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, then certainly one is cleared of all contamination of material existence, O son of Kuru, Viduraji. Recorded August 15, 2023. By Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gauranga Gutnanu Varnana Vidau Shraddha Samriddhi Anvitau Papo Tapani Krintanau Tanu Britang Govinda Ganamritai Anand Dambudi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakao Bande Rupasa Natanao Raguyagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Navidao Shraddha Samriddhi Anvitao Papo Tapani Krintanao Tanubritang Govinda Ganam Mrithai Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaika Nipanao Kaivalya Nistarakau Bande Rupa Sanatanao Raghuyagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Sri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidhau Shraddha Samriddhi Anvitau Papo Tapani Krintanau Kanubritam Govinda Ganam Ritai
Kalpanao, Kaivalya Nistarakao. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao, Sri Jiva Gopalakao. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao, Sri Jiva Gopalakao. Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Goda Hari, Goda Hari, Goda Hari, Goda Hari, Goda Hari, Hari. Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya, and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. The six Goswamis can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. I therefore offer my humble obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami.